Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion. Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Your daily companion, Radio Pulpit it is. I'm talking to the Apostle Phumlamfene and also to the servant of the Most High. His name is Mfundisi Makamu. From Mozambique. Hey. Yeah. Utileka Joni kuto Ajoni. Yeah, uzo sebenzele uNkulunkulu, siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga kakhulu. Now, let me bring this back to you, Mruti Makamu, mfundisi wami. When we look into wounds of sin, and I'm looking at Jeremias. Jeremias. I'm looking at Jeremias chapter 6, verses 7. Remember, the word J was not there until very recent. It was Jeremias. So it says, as a fountain wells up with water, so she wells up with her wickedness. Violence and plundering are heard in her. Before me continually are grief and wounds. In other words, here, the wounds of sin would be a continuous violation on our part. Look, when we don't violate, we are violated. Like I said earlier on, we become susceptible to these things. And again, also, these wounds become like a fountain that is becoming full of water. You know, after the floods, you see the fountain and the rivers are bursting their banks. So our wounds become like that if we don't repent. They're like flowing rivers now, bleeding us dry. And this also is characterized by a continuous plundering. What had been yours becomes taken away, not because the Father disqualifies you because his gifts are without repentance, but because the evil one is able to steal from you because of sin. These wounds have become gateways. Mfundisi Maka.
Mfundisi Amen. Number one, as Kurum Nukutuna, what is a sin? Mfundisi, sin is a ukuyenkumthetho. And not any umthetho, umthetho kaBaba. Yahusha ngokwakhe. Uyenkumthetho wakhe. Sin is a rebellion against him. In other words, kube sikhuluma ipolitical language, says it is a treason. Says it is a treason. And now umuntu maku treason, mfundisi, umuntu mayenze treason. Either ubabonile bo Solomon Mahlangu ukuthi baphele kanjani.
Yes sir.
Babonile bo Steve Biko ukuthi baphele kanjani. Because they were in treason against the government. Now when somebody sins, is rebelling against God. In other words, le nto uNkulunkulu ayikhulumayo uthatha uNkulunkulu ukuthi uyahlanya akanangqondo. And as uNkulunkulu akukhulumile, yena ufuna ukuphila eyakhe impilo. And as uzama umuntu azama ukuphila eyakhe impilo, isono siloko simphushela ukuthi makaqhubeke ayenza lokhu kwakungamelanga akwenze. Umsebenzi wesono ukuthi aqhubeke umuntu ayenza lokhu uNkulunkulu athe angakwenzi. That is the reason. The more a man sins, angarepent, is the more kulokhu kuqubuka izinto phakathi kuye. Izinto zizoqubuka kangokuba noma angasafuni, but ngoba uwenzile, le zinto zilokho zibhizi ziyaqubuka phakathi kuye. Do you remember King Ahabi?
Yeah.
Uma thatha umvini kaNabothi. Walanda umprofeti laphayana afika akhuluma. Uma aqeda ukukhuluma naye, the Bible says ukuthi uNabothi warepenta. akakaphuma umprofeti uNkulunkulu wambiza umprofeti athi buka unabhuti ukuthi uyazisola, buka uhabe ukuthi uyazisola. Awu Shem, uNkulunkulu hamba umtshela ukuthi ngimxolele. But now ukumxolela kwakhe uNkulunkulu, because there was a way liyaphuma uqala ukuthi wena nabhuti lokhu ukwenzile, and the lento le yingakuye ngaphakathi lokhu ukwenzile ngendlela ubulale ngayo unabhuti, izinja zidla igazi lakanabhuti, nawe kuza kwenzeka kanjalo na unkosikazi wakho kuza kwenza kanjani, ngoba lento uNkulunkulu uyithathwa yena noma sekamxolele, but ngoba ukhulumile, that is the reason. The Bible says ukuthi na uNkulunkulu uma akhulumile according to Isaiah chapter 55 lithi alibuyele emuva lingawenzanga umsebenzi, and according to Numbers chapter 23 verse 19 that God is not a man to lie, and God is not a son of man to change his mind. So noma ngaba sekamxolele, but ngoba leso sono leso kumele sibhadalwe, ngoba isono sifuna ukuthi umuntu asinikeze ukudla kwaso, ngoba usebenzile then ke sifuna ukuthi sikunikeza lokhu wena okusebenzele. And umbona ukuthi unabhuti kwenzakalani, unabhuti edisguisile, akusho mina kushezi edisguisile ayempini, bagijimisa uKing Jehoshaphat bacabanga ukuthi uye unabhuti, bacabanga ukuthi uye u-Ahabi, uma bathe bathola ukuthi eyi akusuye u-Ahabi bamuyeka. The Bible says ukuthi isoda laphonsa i-aru phezulu ngoba uNkulunkulu ukhulumile, sebezongonabhuti ngu-Ahabi la egcuma athi eyi ngisoseni yinhlabile lento.
Hey.
You understand? Ngoba lento yingakuwe, when you do sin, when you do sin, the result yakho ayikho ngaphandle, yiphakathi kuwe, ayikho ngaphandle. So when you sin, think about this kutina, as I'm sinning, ngidlulisela kimi. Uyakhumbula uAbraham uma afika aona athi unkosikazi wakhe udadi wakhe,
yeah,
and angibone laphana ukuthi uIsaac abeke sekazelwe, but uIsaac ubuya fika yenza the very same sin yezo baba athi uRebecca udadi wabo. Why? Ngoba that thing is in the blood. So i consequence yesono uma ngaba awenzi kahle noma kanjani, and the lento ukuthi uyibona kahle uzoyibona noma seka abethelo inkosi yamakhosi on the cross of Calvary. Uma uPilate athi na angitholi sono, akuna sono ngisithola, bathi ama religious leaders igazi lakhe lifune kithi, ngoba they know the power of blood, but lifune kithi nasebantwaneni bethu, ngoba bayazi ukuthi leli gazi lela lichithayo lingena sono, isono sakhona umvuzo wakhona uyakutholakala, uyakufuneka kithi nabantwana bethu. So that is why we are carrying that sin engazanga sometimes siyenza, singazanga simbethele uChrist, but ngoba there is somebody who did that, and kumele sithola ama consequences wesono lesi esenzwe abomkhulu. So imsebenzi wesono ukuthi nasiloko siqhubeke nje sikwenzisa izinto ezimbi. Inkosi umsama ibusisi mruthu.
Thank you so much, I appreciate. Send us your WhatsApp 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Want it all in one place?
But I have news for you.
Look no further. TBN has
got you covered.
I believe that I'm fearfully and wonderfully made.
From movies, talk shows, kiddies programs, to music, and even more. All in one channel.
I'm thinking this more and more.
That's right. The best of first-rate family entertainment lies on your fingertips.
Because God is available every day, pouring out to you.
Just tune in to TBN on DSTV Channel 343.
All right, Hector, I don't know, man. I don't know why are you so angry. Hector sent me a very, 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 very... And Hector, I love you so much, man. I love you so much. Who are calling you crazy and delusional? Who had said, show me a letter where Christians have written to you and saying you're crazy and delusional. Maybe I should read what Hector is saying.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, but let me leave it. Let me leave it, Hector. I think I should leave it.
Why, Rudy, do you want to hear it?
Hector, man, this is not a
Mungovesa.
Kibungovesa fella, woman.
Aye, but I'm curious.
Yeah. Ke tla o romella yona. Let's listen to Mandla Mapena.
Ah, Ray, mngana wami kunjani? Shapo Mapena I Davidton. Ray, I Radio Pulpit sithola I Davidton since Tuesday, yabona. Asitholi next namanje ngiyazama ayingeni. Please ngicela nisithunisele mfuthu siyasalela emuva. Okay, thanks. Bye.
Sorry, mganami, ibheke ku 882 DSTV. Ibheke ku channel 882 DSTV and then ubheke ku Radio Pulpit jikelele on the internet, Radio Pulpit jikelele. Remember kukhulunyiwe ukuthi on Tuesday mangena la, uYohane akhuluma ukuthi cables were stolen in is Mayor's Park. But cables were stolen in Mayerton. And that is being looked into. So there is a going to be a bit of a silence on 657 AM. The way that you can listen to us clearly is DSTV. You can get us live there. You can get us live on Radio Pulpit Jigelele. You can get us live there. We are still on air just as much. Just as vibrant.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. Before I go to the Apostle Phumlamfene, I want to go to Prophet Hlengiwe Mtimba. She is also ministering in Dobsonville. Prophet, greetings. Welcome.
Good evening, beloved, and our family in faith. You are tuned into Radio Pulpit, where heaven meets the airwaves and grace flows through every frequency. Whether you're driving today, whether you're at work, or whether you're resting your soul, know this. God has you right where He wants you, ready to receive a word that is going to uplift you, a song that is going to heal you, and a message that is going to remind you that you are never alone. So stay with us today, stay expectant, and let His presence fill the atmosphere right here, right now, on Radio Pulpit. Amen. So today I have been given this topic to get into and speak about. I'm going to speak about the wound of sin. So let's get into it. We are reading in the book of Isaiah 53, verse 5. It reads thus: He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Amen. So sin is not an act. It's not just something we do, but it is a wound. When sin enters your life, you know, it cuts deep into your soul. It infects your heart and it bleeds into every part of your life. You know, many of us are walking around, we are smiling on the outside, but inside we are bleeding. We are carrying, you know, invisible scars of our choices, of our shame, of our guilt, and our rebellion against God. You know, the wound of sin, Bazalwane, is deeper than flesh. It reaches our spirit and it separates man from God. It drains our joy of salvation and it leaves our heart aching with emptiness. But here's the good news. Jesus is our healer. Where the sin, where your sin has left a scar, the blood of Jesus is going to leave a testimony, and you are going to be healed, and you're going to be covered by the grace of God. Amen. We know, as the children of God, that sin first enters, you know, through the disobedience in the Garden of Eden. What seemed small, you know, like a bite of a fruit, became a fatal infection, and humanity was wounded, and that wound passed down, you know, through generation. Romans 5 verse 12 says, through one man's sin, death entered the world. Every act of sin today still opens the same wound. You know, it festers in our conscience, it breaks our families, it weakens our faith, and it distances us from God. But today, the Holy Spirit wants to move in our lives, because we do not have to keep bleeding. Amen. And, you know, when you sin, when you start thinking about sin, it's going to promise you pleasure, but it's going to give you pain in return. You know, it's going to offer you freedom, but it's going to enslave you. Think about people who are addicted to gambling, who are addicted to drugs, who are addicted to all sorts of things. In the beginning, you know, it looked like pleasure. It looked sweet. It looked, you know, like something good, like freedom, but it ended up in bitterness. Look at David. When God talks about David, he says he's a man after my own heart. But when he sinned, his song turned into silence. In Psalm 32 verse 3 says, when I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day. So that is the wound of sin. It takes your strength, it takes your peace, and it makes your heart heavy. But when you confess, you know, he says also in the same chapter, Psalm 32 verse 5, he said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and he forgave the guilt of my sin. Amen. So we all need, Bazarane, the blood of Jesus to heal our wounds of sin. All our wounds, Bazarane, today, they need cleansing. All our souls, you know, needs washing. The blood of Jesus is not just a symbol. It is divine medicine for the disease of sin. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah 1:18, though our sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. On the cross, Jesus didn't just die for sin, but he took on the wound himself. He absorbed our pain, he carried our shame, and was pierced so that our souls may be made whole. Today, as you are hearing this word, the blood still speaks, the blood still heals, and the blood still delivers God's people. You know, there is a restoration after the wound. When God heals, he does not just stop the bleeding. He restores what was lost. He gives you beauty for ashes. He gives you joy for mourning and praise for heaviness. The same Peter who denied Christ was later used to preach healing to thousands. The same Paul who persecuted believers became a vessel of grace. Why? Because God's mercy is stronger than any memory of sin. Amen. So even in our days today, even in 2025, you know, wherever you are, the Spirit of the Lord is moving to heal your wounded heart. You know, if you are cut by sin, if you have been betrayed, if you are experiencing failure, and if you have any regrets about your life, you may feel like your soul is too scarred. But God is saying in Joel 2 verse 25, he says, I will restore to you the years that the locusts have eaten. Amen. So every wound of sin in your heart, in your family, in your mind, let it be healed right now by the power of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus speaks better things. You know, we are forgiven, we are restored, and we are free. I just want to pray with you today. You know, if you are, you know, one of the people who has a wound of sin in your life and you don't know how to deal with it, let us pray together today for healing to start, you know, manifesting in your life, and for you to also start experiencing the peace of God and the freedom that comes from being set free by the Son of God. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you with our wounds of sin. You know, we come with those that are visible, we come with those that are hidden. We pray that you wash us with your blood. Cleanse us, O Lord, from our guilt and make us whole again. Every scar of shame, every chain of condemnation, let it break now in Jesus' name. Lord, heal our hearts, renew our minds, and fill us with your Spirit.
I don't know.
Let your mercy speak louder than our mistakes. We receive your forgiveness. We receive your healing. And, oh God, we pray that you help us to rise again, redeemed and restored by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. I hope you find your healing. I hope you are able to deal with your wounds. And I hope that in the near future, you will be able to flee from sin. God bless you.
God bless you, Prophet. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much that even tonight, you have continued to allow the Spirit of the Father to use you.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM, the sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Bongi! Oh, let's go to Letty first. Let's go to Letty.
Sanbona Pastor Ray. Yes, you said we should continue praying. Nama ungazange usayichaze ukuthi sikhulekela in, but ngiyabonga ukuthi namhlanje ke ukhulumile ukuthi ya usengakabi right, kusese nokubleeda, and kunamazwi angibusisayo lapha incwadi nga-Isaiah 53. Ngicela ukuyifunda ngesiZulu. Athi ngubani owakholwa ngesikuzwileyo? Ingalo kaJehova yambulelwa bani na? So my answer ukuthi ingalo kaJehova yambulelwe wena. As we read ku verse 4 lapho ethi khona kepha yazithwala izifo zethu yabetshathwa ubuhlungu bethu. So by his stripes we are healed. By his stripes you are healed. So we are going to continue praying. Sesiyazi ukuthi sikhulekela phezu kwani. Siyabonga. Amen.
Hallelujah. Leti inkosi mayibongwe. Inkosi mayibongwe ngendlela isimanga. Simuzwe yena lokho akushoko ngaso sonke isikhathi. Thank you so much. May the Father be glorified. Let's hear what you say. Send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
All right, babangale.
Ngomuqoshi thuba ngibingelele kwemfundisi uRay, ngibingelele ke nezambeli zakho ke lapha e-studio nomndeni wonke weRadio Pulpit. Nginibingelela ke egameni elingaphezwa wonke amagama, igama lika Jesu Christu oyinkosi nomsindisi weimpilo zethu. Isihloko sanamuhla esithi the wounds of sin, amanxeba esono, sin damages. It always leaves scars. The whole humanity inherited this fallen human nature. We experience sickness, decay, and eventual death. Sin separates us from God, blinds us, and leaves us deaf, leaving us helpless in the dark. We are condemned. Choosing to live in sin is rejecting the guidance of the natural law. God's way is the way of human happiness, and what he commands is only what fulfills the human nature. Wounds of sin is the spiritual damage which affects a person's intellect, will, and emotions. These wounds include a darkened intellect that leads to ignorance. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 18 says, having their understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, because of the blindness of their heart, the wound of a weakened will. 1 Peter chapter 4 verse 3 says, for we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles, when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. The wound of broken hearted, Luke chapter 4 verse 18 says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, the wound of shame." Ezekiel chapter 16 verse 52 says, "You who judged your sisters, bear your own shame also, because the sins which you committed were more abominable than theirs. They are more righteous than you. Yes, be disgraced also, and bear your own shame, because you justified your sisters." The wound of being afraid. Genesis chapter 3 verse 10 says, "So he said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hide myself." The wound of confusion. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 33 says, "For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches of the saints." James chapter 3 verse 16 says, "For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. God is the great physician." Exodus chapter 15 verse 26, and said, "If you diligently heed the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you." We can also read on our own Deuteronomy chapter 32 verse 39. A wound must be healed. Repentance is essential to our life. Matthew chapter 4 verse 17 says, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." Christ carried our sins in his body on the cross. He did this so that we would stop living for sin and live for what is right. Only the atonement of our Lord Jesus Christ can heal our wounds. Our repentance and faith in him can ease our pain. Jesus is the only doctor who can give us peace. Isaiah 53 verse 5 says, "But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him. And by his stripes we are healed." We can also read on our own 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24. Thank you. God bless you. Amen and amen.
Thank you so much, Babongane. We really appreciate you, sir.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222. Or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, your daily companion, you can send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. We're taking your calls also. You can talk to us directly there and tell us how you feel about this very topic. It is about the very notion, if one can put it that way, the very notion of true spiritual wounds that we experience because of sin. It's very important to look into that. All right, let us also listen to Vanessa Mraka. She's on on this show with us, contributing so much to this show. I really appreciate her. Vanessa, thank you so much. Thank you, Mraka. Thank you, Prophet. We really appreciate. What say you on this issue? Good evening.
Good evening, Pastor and Radio Pulpit listeners. We thank the Lord once again for an opportunity to serve on this platform where we can share on the topic, the wounds of sin. It refers to spiritual, emotional, and relational damage which was caused by sin. And there are three main areas I would like to focus on, where we would actually look into scripture as well regarding these areas. The first one would be the wounds of sin causes separation from God. Now, separation from God, we look at Isaiah 59 verse 2, where it says, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you, so that he will not hear you. Romans 3 verse 23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That is separation. So separation from God, sin has actually caused a division. It has caused a rift between God and us. When God created man, there was relationship, there was unity, there was fellowship. And when sin occurred, that brought the wounds of sin. There was no more relationship. There was no more closeness. There was no more unity because of sin. The second thing I would like us to look at is that inner peace. The inner peace is no more. In other words, you do not have, you have inner struggles. I think I should use the word turmoil. You have inner turmoil. You are struggling within yourself. In other words, sin has led to feelings of shame, feelings of inadequacy, feelings of not being good enough. And it's not because that is what God said we are. No, it is sin that makes us feel like that. When we look at Romans 7 verse 24, it says, oh wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from the body of death? In other words, your inner man is struggling because it doesn't have that peace that surpasses human, all human understanding. Psalm 32 verses 3 and 4 says, when I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. So you do not have that peace anymore. From the inside you feel like you're being eaten up.
Hey.
You know, people will say there's something missing. That's it's weg bananio. It's like it's non-existent, it's not there anymore. And that is the wounds of sin. It causes inner struggle, inner turmoil. The third thing I would like us to look at is the wounds of sin causes relationships to be broken or damaged. When we look at James chapter 3, verse 6, James chapter 3, verse 6, and it says, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. If we look at Genesis 3 verse 12, why the tongue is, you know, forms part of relationships being broken, because if it speaks out of turn, but also because in Genesis 3 verse 12, when Adam was questioned by God, he says, the woman who you gave me, that you gave to me, that is with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate. In other words, it actually, it spoke that guilt.
Yeah.
It spoke the understanding of a relationship that is actually that caused separation, that caused that inner peace to be lost.
Yeah.
And relationship damage is sin that harms relationships, not just with God, but with other people.
Yeah.
You can imagine if someone speaks to you and they lie to you about something, it causes your relationship to be tainted. If someone promised you something and they don't do what they've promised you, and yes, we know the Bible says, do not promise. Let your yes be your yes and your no be your no.
Mm.
But as human beings, when you say to someone, I'll do this for you, and you do not do it, it actually sours relationships. It brings about that uncomfortable relationship, uneasy feeling between people. So the wounds of sin, when we speak of the spiritual, the emotional, and the relational damage that it brings or that it causes, it's because those three areas are forming part of the spirit, the soul, and the body. Because if you serve the Lord, you serve the Lord with your whole being. And sin can damage all those three areas. That you do not trust people anymore, that you do not feel the safety or the security from anyone's word that they give you. You don't trust people's word anymore. But it also damage relationships where you cannot even relate to someone anymore. And unfortunately, that is the repercussions of the wounds of sin. There's many other things that one can speak on and one can elaborate on and share on. But these three are the three things that I really felt is important that one can connect to the body, soul, and spirit. And these are the three areas of relationships that plays a very vital role when it comes to the wounds of sin. And may God help us that as we walk this path with Him, that we trust Him more, that we always go back to God and get from Him how to deal with the wounds. This in our own country, we're still battling with the wounds of sin that was done towards people, in past times. And people are struggling to get over that. Some people has moved on and others are struggling. They're battling to trust. They're battling with the inner man. They're battling with, trusting that God has got a plan for their lives. And may God help us truly, to truly, truly rely on Him and not to take these things as the final say in our lives, but to take us receiving Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior to be the final say in our lives. Thank you, Pastor Ray. Shalom.
Shalom, thank you so much. That is Vanessa McCarthy Muraka. And of course, she is a part of us these days, man. She has been all along for quite a long time, man. I can count the years, And send us a WhatsApp, 0826572729. And let's hear what you say with regards to this. That message, it's from who, by the way? I even forgot. Hector. No, I don't think Hector has sent that message to me, but I think he has sent that message to Johan. That's why I'm not reading it. Otherwise, I would read it, but I don't think it's fair. Anyway, send us your WhatsApps. What are spiritual wounds? What are they even all about? I need to hear from you as to what you make of them. And these days, if we really look into issues in the true sense, how can we identify some of the spiritual sins that we see, even in the land, amongst us, even in the way we do things, education system, political system, cultural system, spiritual system, the religious system, economic system? How do you see these wounds in all these pillars of society? That's what we also, that's what I say we have to look into. Now, also,
Don't be shy. Just tell me how you feel. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Let's hear what you say on the matter. Let me bring this back to you. Makamu. Mfundiswami. I am looking at Jeremiah chapter 16, verse 6. It says, both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them. Cut themselves, nor make themselves bowed for them. Sin shortens life spans. Let me repeat it again. Sin shortens life spans. Another wound of sin is that you don't live long. That's painful. What say you? Funis?
Umfundisami, umabuga loka kusho unkulunkulu. Mwana loku kusho kukutina. Sin yenza kutina kunipa. Impilo yakho usho njalo musu ku Deuteronomy chapter 28 uvesi from verse 50 uthi nangizaze ngenza ukuthi na iintsuku zakho zinciphe uze udle nabantwana bakho bapheke and uthathe unkosikazi abanye bawukhulisela yena kube khona iingane la ziba bongozimbi akungasizona zakho kuwe khona wena ushado nkosikazi then ke kuza ulo uqhwayelahla afika mithisa beke ungozimbi ahambe you understand wakhe indlu ungalali kuyo and uthi na I will send a strange nation ilanguage ungayazi ukuthi izokuoppress endaweni yakho ngoba wena awufuni uthi nizakwenza ukuthi na umhlaba lona uma ulima futhi uphenduka kongathi ushaya iphaving umhlaba ukuze ungaproduce next uthi uyakuthumela nesikhonyana ukuthi sidla lokhu wena ukutshalile ukuze ungatholi next uzopheka nabantwana bakho amanzi aphenduke angabe yilento wawucabanga ukuthi amanzi kodwa abe yinye into izokwenza ukuthi kube yipoison uze ufe iintsuku zakho zingaphelelanga. Number two, when you go to Exodus chapter 23, Lapago Exodus chapter 23, Utina, you shall worship the Lord alone. And if you do that, Nizakwenza kuti intsuku zakho zipheleliswa. No one will be a barren and no one will miscarry. Endaweni uhlale kuyo. Uyakwenza kuti na nemfuyo yakho ibusiseke. Ngoba wena ulalela mina. Awuhlali esonweni. Now, isono mfundisi wami sinciphisa iintsuku kakhulu. Kukhona lokhu ukuthi na omunye athi ayi mina nje angiwoni muntu ngidelela nje ubabami nomamami. And lokhu kudelela ubaba nomama kunciphisa kakhulu futhi ngoba labo omkhulu laba la kuyibo abakuzalile. Yibo abazophinda bakungcwabe ngoba intando kaNkulunkulu ukuthi abazali bethu thina ezabantwana singcwabe bona then ke abantwana bethu bangcwabe thina but ngoba silaleli we are sinning abazali bethu batholakala bangcwabe thina so kunciphisa iintsuku lithi iBhayibhele lalela uyihlono nyoko ukuze iintsuku zakho ziyande but if somebody asithathe typical example ngu-Absalom ukuthi uphele kanjani
eish
khona la kwezwi likaNkulunkulu Absalom uphele kanjani sekedelela ubaba azamthathelana namakhosikazi wakhe afuna ukuthatha nobukhosi bakhe kahle wayemdelela kangokuba angamboni then uNkulunkulu ke ngentukuthela allowed Absalom ukuthi na ahenge ehlahleni a dengle shashini ngeenwele noma se ubaba khipha umthetho ukuthi na nibone gadela umntanami uAbsalomu nomphathe kahle but abe khona uJoab azothi aha asebenzele into yambani siyogwaza leya nto leya ya dengle lapha ehlahleni nasamenzi yomgwaza bahamba bayomgwaza lapha af so isono sinciphise izinsuku.
All right. Yeah, good.
Inkosi umthama ibusiso.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Before we go to the Apostle Phumlamfene, we will listen also to Rato. You can send us a WhatsApp 0826572729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Rato.
Good evening, Pastor Ray, the amazing contributors to the program, and not forgetting the wonderful listeners of Radio Pulpit. Jigelele.
Hey.
Tonight's discourse, Pastor, is a quite heavy one. And it makes me open my Bible on a couple of verses, especially in the notion of, as a believer, the step that you make in taking someone else to court. Mm. So what is the situation that you were in that ended up making you have the decision to actually look at that person and say the outcome here is to take someone to court? What was the sin that both of y'all were in that that resulted you as a believer to take that person to court? Because I know the Bible advises against taking a fellow believer to court. I know most prominently in the First of Corinthians, chapter 6, verse 1 to 8, it tells believers to settle disputes amongst themselves rather than bringing them before non-believers. I also know that another verse in the new chapter, the book of Luke, chapter 12, 58 to 59 is a verse. It suggests making every effort to reconcile with adversary before going to court to avoid severe punishment. The book of Proverbs touches also on this notion in chapter 25, verse 8 to 10. It cautions against rushing to court and advising reconciliation first. The passage discouraging the laws and the suits among believers, when I'm going to look at chapter 1 Corinthians 6, 1 to 8, it's the most direct verse passage on this topic, explains that it is a shame for believers to take each other to court, especially before a secular, unrighteous audience. It implies that believers should not be able to resolve their differences internally. And then when I looked at the verse, Proverbs 25, 8 to 10, this passage urges us to caution and reconcile before resorting to court. And it warns that the dispute could end in public shame. So I took the verses in Luke chapter 12, verse 58 to 59, where the Elohim uses an illustration to advise that you should make every effort to settle the matter with your adversary on the way before you go to court, so that he may not drag you into court and judge and condemn you to the prison guard. Similar to the passage of Luke, Jesus says, agree with your adversary quickly while you are with him on the way to court, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge and the judge to the officer, and you will be put in prison. So, Pastor Ray,
yes, ma'am.
I just want to go back to reality here, that as believers, we need to humble ourselves. We need to plead with our neighbor. We need to free ourselves from the pledge. The Bible always tells us that it's very important to exercise peace with each other, because the ones that do not have peace are the ones that do not know God. But us that know him, we need to go back to the book of life. We need to drink from the well that will nourish us, that will make us feel better, and we need to forgive each other so that we do not delve in the sin. Amen.
Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Rato. I really, really appreciate.
Live life with us. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Radio with higher purpose. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Openview 607. DSTV 882. And online at radiopulpit.co.za. Also, download our app and listen to our podcasts.
Apostle, I'm looking at Jeremiah 30 verses 12. It says in Jeremiah 30 verses 12, "For thus says the Elohim, your affliction is incurable, your wound is severe. Sin can bring permanent damage, and we need to know that." And the word says so. Your wound and your affliction is incurable. Sin can bring permanent damage on us. We need to be careful, therefore. What say you?
No, definitely, Muruti. Even when you look into the word of God from Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22, Jeremiah, Abutisa, or is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? So, I want to which I initially said, consequences, unfortunately, the wound, it will still be there. Sometimes, guilt and shame, so forth and so on. Give a part of what they have done. When I don't talk to my family, there's something that you mentioned. You mentioned what they say, will opportunity to other things. Makama said the same thing. So, hence, when you read in the book of Hebrews, we must make sure we remove the sin that so easily, entangles us. So, once I remove that sin that entangles, you will find yourself only wounded, and when you're wounded, with all of that wound, there's nothing you can do about it. Eventually, you die. I was reminded of somebody who can handle a problem, and then the more. Damage your liver. So one time I was sent pictures to high where I bleed and then it's not even close. I keep thinking to it, it's a deck and it's a muddy, so I'm hot. So I got to take a lot. Yeah, so I was asked to pray. And as we pray, we get the reports from the doctors, Barry. This liver is so damaged. And
oh no, we've lost her somewhat somehow. I don't know why, but we have lost her, it said.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
I was able to get you back. Yes, yes.
And yeah, this, I think I'm responding based on the scripture you read. The wound is incurable. So this person, the report that comes from the doctor, Eric, the system yahai lima yahai. So you go to Bujwala. So how can you heal?
Hey,
uto shwa. Now, we are not referring to somebody who's a living morena. But the sin that's so entangled, when we don't cut it, when we don't deal with it, eventually, remember the process. The problem is when we sin and we don't repent and we continue. So to get the system in sin, that's when over wounded, and that's when eventually I'm not sure. This person, the only cure I have eventually, is a talk of fire. Over to the doctor. Or let the car go right, let the car go at this stage, I'm not a cartel or police. salabo that you eventually. So whenever the sin that so easily entangles us. And the sin, you know, Satan is a bad devil. And the mission is a complete, the mission of the devil, according to John 10:10, is to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So he entangles you with sin so that eventually sin can wound you. And after it has wounded you and plagued you, the ultimate is to kill you. And finally, you know, just by the way, somebody once said something very profound. Aaron, you know, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. And the beautiful thing about tasting the goodness of God is that once you try to untaste it because of sin, hence a lot of people get engaged and involved in all sorts of different things to try and remove the taste. But may we come back where we have missed the mark. Even when you have been wounded by sin, initially, I said, don't go out there to collect more wounds. The ones that you have, they are enough. Just ask God to help you, to also give you grace to forgive yourself and move on and serve the purposes of God.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Mfundisi Makamu, just in short, let me give you just a minute and a half. What say you finally? Because Micah 1:9 says, for her wounds are incurable. It has come to Judah. It has come to the gate of my people. The problem with these spiritual wounds is that they are also contagious. You know, the ziyakwazi ukuthi zingenelele kwabanye lezi zinto lezi. What say you finally, quickly?
Ekugcineni umfundisi wami, bengithi na umuntu mama si-train by all means ukungahlali esonweni. Isono siya-attract and simnandi, kodwa ungahlali kuzo. Isono mosenza sibamnandi kangokuba kungathi ungahlala lapho ulokhu uqhubeka nje udle sona. And asikutsheli ukuthi I may sin. You understand? Kumele kube wena osazi ngoba isono always when somebody is about to sin, the Holy Spirit will tell you that you are sinning. So you need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will always tell you. So ungahlali esonweni. Remember, Exodus 23, no one will bear barren and no one will miscarry. In other words, when you sin, kukateka ne pregnancy unayo kukata pilo le kwa kumele ihlale isisweni sakho ikhateka ngenxa yakho
wena.
Kongathi inkosi umsama ibusisi.
Sure. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. We really appreciate. May the Father do you good and graciously so. Now, next week we are talking about spiritual sleep, what it is all about. We are touching base on that. And thank you for listening. Thank you for the WhatsApps. I really appreciate. Thank you so much. To Vanessa Maraka, thank you so much. Also to Prophet Lengwe Mtimba, thank you very much. I really appreciate, Prophet Maletsatsi, also my sister, thank you very much. I really appreciate. May the Father continue to do you good. I appreciate your contributions there. Verily so, for being guests also, special guests on the show. Thank you, Apostle Pumla Mfene. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Maruta, and to Maruti Makam. We appreciate and celebrate. And to all our listeners out there, we appreciate you as well. Midima Leteka Holoka. We meet again, same time, same place. Next week, shalom, shalom.
Thank you so much, Apostle. And then also to Obab Makam. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, sir.
Special guest
Hey, we can't wait. Sesibonile invitation, siyabonga. Nkosi Busisi. You can see it. You can see it. Itakubona tatana chukela. Itakubona. Yeah.
Umniketa
ngimpostolo, ne? Ndamniketa, ndamjela.
Thank
you so much. Thank you so much. The King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. There's none like him in our lives. His name is Yahuwah Elohim, and continuously through his son, Yahushua HaMashiach, we see that he is salvation. Thank you, and we say, Tuda Rabbah.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.